There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, everyone, and praise the Lord. Happy Monday. I truly hope you had a great weekend. I know I did, so I'm just excited to be here today. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and I'm here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. We tackle a new topic. We have group prayer, and I assign a new task for you to complete each day. And this is all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is don't give up. Don't give up. Rather, pursue what you want and recover all. Don't give up. Pursue what you want and recover all. Our scripture for this morning comes from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 30, verses 1 through 8. While you're getting your Bibles ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, the ministry, upcoming events. There's a revival that's coming up that I will be ministering in, and everything else you need to know, as well as listen to the prior powerful morning motivation broadcast on my ministry website, and that's feelthefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com, feelthefire.com. Additionally, I remind you that you have a breakfast date here with me Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, so set your alarms and call in at 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. And if for any reason you miss this hot breakfast, it is always posted on the morning motivation page of my website at feelthefire.com. So go back and get your breakfast, because you know you can eat breakfast at any time of day. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 30, verses 1 through 8, and I am reading from the KJV. And it came to pass, when David and his men that were with him came to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south in Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came in the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. Have you ever been there? And David, his two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess and Abigail, the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved. Have you ever been there? Every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Amalek's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought hither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he, meaning the Lord, answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. I'm going to go back to the last sentence of that sixth verse. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And then the last sentence of that eighth verse, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them and without fail recover them all. What is our topic for this morning? Don't give up. Don't give up. As a matter of fact, wherever you are right now, I want you to say out loud, I can't give up. Come on, encourage yourself. The lines are muted and no one else can hear you. But begin to speak into the atmosphere. I can't give up. This is not the time. On yesterday, one of my friends and I were just discussing things that were going on in our lives and matters that we had before the Lord. And I said to her, I don't know how to doubt God. And sometimes I said that's to my own detriment because I want to maybe believe something is not going to come to pass so that I could just move on from whatever that matter or situation may be and do things my particular way. I said, but God has done so much in my life already. God has performed so many miracles. I'm not talking about hearsay that others have told me, but my own personal firsthand knowledge. God has opened so many doors. God has done so many things that at this stage in my life, it is impossible for me to doubt him. If God tells me that something is going to come to pass, I believe it to a fault. And I will do everything within my power to do my part because I know that the word says faith without works is dead. And so I'll do plan A. And if plan A doesn't work out, then I'll do plan B. And if plan B doesn't work, I'll do plan C. In other words, I just can't sit back and say, well, Lord, I guess it wasn't your will because plan A didn't work out because he already told me the promise. He already told me that he was going to work the situation out, or he already told me that healing would come forth, or he already told me that reconciliation would occur. Whatever it is that he's told me, maybe he's already told me, you will prevail in this case. You will have victory for your client. I don't know then how to let that promise go. I don't know how to give up. So I know that when truly I've done everything that it is humanly possible for me to do, I can't do anymore. I just have to say, okay, Lord, you promised it to me. I don't know how you're going to bring it about. I don't know what methodology you will assert here, but I know that you are not a man that you should lie. I know that your word is true. So just like David, I have to re-encourage myself in the Lord because maybe I got to that point, just like we read in the word, where I was all cried out. I was to the point where I couldn't pray anymore, maybe to the point where I couldn't weep anymore, the point where I couldn't name it and claim it, praise, shout, fast anymore. And that's what that word said. It said David and the people that were with him, they cried until they could not weep anymore. Have you ever been there where you have believed so long and believed so hard and done everything you know how to do for your situation, your marriage, your finances, your children, yourself, your friends, your family, until you really, truly have nothing else left to give? It's not a cliche. It's not an anecdote. You really have been drained of all of your strength. Just like when the lady touched the hem of Jesus' garment and he said, I know somebody did it because the virtue has gone out of me. Have you ever gotten to that point? Well, you just said, look, whatever happens, let it happen. I'm tired now. I can't do this anymore. I want you to know that God understands that we get to those points, that we make it there because we are human. But he sent this word this morning to remind you of what to do when you get there. And that word that I taught from Galatians 6 and 9 on Friday as well, to be not weary in well-doing. Because if you keep going and if you faint not in due season, there was a reward waiting for you, not just in heaven, but in the land of the living. And then to encourage you today, to re-encourage yourself in the Lord. Because when you re-encourage yourself, that is when your second wind comes. When you re-encourage yourself, that is when your faith buoys up. It's when your spine will begin to stand up erect, to stand up straight, and you will reach down within yourself and find strength that you did not even know you had when you re-encourage yourself. And then you will have the ability, just as David did, to go before the Lord and say, okay, Lord, I'm my regular self again. I'm encouraged. I'm strengthened. Now, what is it that you want me to do about this? And the Lord will tell you, go pursue. Go overtake everything that you were about to give up, because I blessed you to recover all. Just like with Job, when I returned unto him everything that he's lost, I have already prepared that you shall recover all if you will just be willing to re-encourage yourself, to go back to my word and to quote the scriptures which apply to your situation, to go back into prayer. I mean fervent intercessory prayer, to go back into praise, waving your hands, shouting, crying, whatever it is you do when you praise the Lord, run around the church, run around your own home, just beginning to thank the Lord, to clap your hands, realizing that the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. If you will just re-encourage yourself that there is no way for me to have lied to you about what I promised to you, that the oath that I swore to you is unsealable, it's infallible, because I swore it by myself and there is none greater. If you'll just remember that I am God, I stand high and look low. There's nothing impossible for me. And then re-encourage yourself to stand on those things. Don't give up. Then you will be able to go and pursue and overtake. I've already given all to you. Come on and praise the Lord. Wherever you are right now, begin to say, I won't give up. I won't give up. Come on. I won't give up. Oh, hallelujah. Now say, I can't give up. I can't give up. Let's begin to go before the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. The Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. This is the beginning of another week. Father, we know that victory is already laid out before us, not just battle, not just war, but victory is laid out before us. It is ordained for our lives. So help us, Lord God, to re-encourage ourselves. Help us to remember who you are in our lives and that you have promised us, Lord, that we should be able, Lord God, to be the head and not the tail. That means that we are victorious in all situations. We are those ordained as leaders. We are, Lord God, that royal nation. We are that peculiar people. We are that royal priesthood set aside for your use. We are soul winners. We are deliverers. We are people who come in and bring the light into darkness. And everybody who sees us stands in awe at our Lord and the promises of our God. You are that God that prepares the table before us in the presence of our enemies, that anoints our head with oil while our cups run over, because we're unable to contain all of the blessings, the victory, everything that you have for us. It runs out of our cup, all down the table, all down the legs, all onto the floor, because it's so incomprehensible. In your name, Lord. And Lord, wherever we have fallen short, wherever we have doubted, we repent and ask forgiveness right now. In Jesus' name, I come in agreement with everyone listening to this broadcast, now and throughout the day, for whatever it is that they need, that they re-encourage themselves in the Lord. In your name, Lord, amen. Come on and magnify the Lord. Praise him this morning. Come on, you know what it is that you were giving up on. You know what you were about to let go of. You know the blessings that you were about to relinquish. Just begin to speak out, I won't give up now. I won't give up now. Say, I won't give up today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, stay in that spirit of praise and worship as I give you today's announcement. First of all, I want to remind everyone again to join me for breakfast. 323-870-4180 is the number. 323-870-4180. I got a long table sitting here waiting for you to join me live Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Morning Motivation Broadcast. Secondly, tomorrow is Triple Threat Tuesdays. That's where you get motivated, get educated, and get heard with our powerful broadcast from Morning Motivation and from my law site, Rossi Williams Law Group, at callrossiwilliams.com, with You Be the Jury in the evenings. If you missed last week's You Be the Jury broadcast, they were on fire. You can go back and listen to that at callrossiwilliams.com, callrawsiwilliams.com. Additionally, the Lord blessed me over the weekend to be one of the judges for the law school competition here in Florida. There were over 16 different law schools here competing in trial advocacy, and one of the law offices reached out that was coordinating this reached out to me. So I had the blessed opportunity to be not only a judge, but they assigned me to be the presiding judge over the weekend. So I was sitting up on the judge's bench, and I said, well, maybe this is prophetic, presiding over the case, and they put on a real case over 3 hours long. So I praise the Lord for giving me that opportunity. Let me tell you, everything that God has for you guys, it's out there. Don't give up. Re-encourage yourself and then pursue it and overtake it. Now, our topic for this morning was don't give up. Don't give up. Rather than give up, re-encourage yourself, pursue and overtake. Your task for this morning is to re-encourage yourself in the Lord throughout this entire day for everything that you've been asking for or you were about to give up. As it comes to your mind, just say, Lord, I thank you that it's done. Lord, I thank you that it's done. Lord, I thank you that it's done. Or, Lord, I thank you I'm going to do my part. But whatever you do, don't give up. Pursue and overtake and recover all. I love you, and I'll see you in the morning for breakfast, you guys. I am going to St. Augustine today. I'll be speaking there tonight. So please pray for me as I travel. I'll be leaving out of here very shortly, and I'll see you in the morning. Morning Motivation Broadcast, Evangelist Rossi Williams. I love you. Goodbye. Praise the Lord.